Well, hi, it's Ken Morgan again, and it's time for another South Plainfield Library classic movie presentation. Now, this week we're going to stick with comedies again, and our movie is Monkey Business, starring the four Marx Brothers. Now, this was their third movie, and it was the first one they did that was not based on one of their stage shows. Now, there are a couple of unusual things in terms of casting. First of all, this was the first Marx Brothers movie that does not feature Margaret Dumont, who is so memorable as the straight man, or is it straight woman, straight person? I mean, I'm not sure what the current title is, to the group in the previous movies. You know, she played Mrs. Rittenhouse in Animal Crackers. Now, she's not in this one, and she's not in the next one, Horse Feathers. Now, fortunately, they did bring her back for Duck Soup, which we showed at the library a few months ago, and many of their later movies. And also, this is just about the only movie with the four Marx Brothers where Zeppo has a real significant role. I mean, he's pretty much the romantic lead as well as being part of the team. Now, of course, in the next movie, Horse Feathers, there would be no romantic lead. In fact, they pretty much got rid of that role for Horse Feathers and Duck Soup. And then when the brothers moved to MGM, that's when they brought back the whole romantic lead thing. Of course, that's also when they lost Zeppo, but that's another story. Now, the female lead in this movie is played by Thelma Todd, who's familiar to movie buffs for her brief career in this movie and in the next Marx Brothers movie, Horse Feathers, and in other film comedies before her untimely death in 1935. Now, as for the plot of this movie, it's the Marx Brothers causing pandemonium. That's really all you need to know. I mean, there are also a couple of gangsters and, you know, some stuff with that, but it's no big deal, really. I mean, this is not a movie you watch for the plot line. Now, the movie lasts about 80 minutes, so we're gonna fill out that time with another cartoon. Now, this time, we're having a Bugs Bunny cartoon, a particularly good Bugs Bunny cartoon. It's called Long-Haired Hare. This is the one where Bugs is pushed around by the opera singer, and, of course, you know, dis means war! You know, it's a perfect example of Bugs Bunny cartoons from Chuck Jones, you know, where Bugs has to be pushed into action. You know, he's a nice guy, but do not provoke him. Yes, there are nuances in Bugs Bunny cartoons. I mean, there are whole shelves full of books written about how to analyze these sorts of things. Now, just a reminder that you can still watch any of the previous movies we've shown by going to our Facebook page and scrolling down for those links to the particular movies. If you want to listen to my introductions as well, that's entirely up to you. I mean, I'm not going to push you on that. And also, please pass along your comments and suggestions either through our Facebook page or you can send us an email. You go to our website. That's www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us, and you can find our email addresses there. So, for the cartoon, it's from Warner Brothers from 1949, and from the movie, it's from Paramount from 1931. Here's Long-Haired Hare and Monkey Business. Hope you enjoy them.